You know, I love getting old school letters, you know, on paper and ink. And I got this one from Keith down in South Carolina. And he just said, "Dear Preston, I just wanted to let you know how very much I appreciate you and what you're doing by teaching us how to trade the right way. I won't bore you with all the stuff I've done, but suffice it to say, nothing was working for me. You have a great style for teaching, and I think we all enjoy your exuberance as you teach your methods. Now, I've been studying for several months now, and your last webinar convinced me to pull the trigger and just do it." And then he goes on, he's got some positions that he's built up. But he says, "Before you came into my trading life, money was running away from me, but now I can really see that my trading account has turned completely around and can see how Jeannie from Austin made so much with her money. I'm an old veteran who just wanted to leave enough for my grandson to go to college, but now I've made up my mind to sign him up with you so that he can put himself through and still have plenty of money. There are an awful lot of thieves in this business of trading, and I'm sure that I have met most of them in my 2 years of trading. However, you are the real deal and just had to let you know how much you are appreciated. If you are ever in South Carolina, be sure to let me know so that I can take you striper fishing. I'm sure that we'll be meeting someday, probably at a seminar that you're giving. With very much gratitude, sincerely, Keith." And I'll tell you, I really appreciate reading letters like that, and we get these on a very regular basis, and it is very heartwarming. And I decided to call Keith so that you could hear a brief conversation.
Hello, it's Preston.
Oh, hi. Hey, is Keith available?
This is he.
Hey, this is Preston James giving you a call.
Oh, how you doing? I recognize
your voice. Do you?
Yes, sir.
Well, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Hey, that's good. I've been doing a lot of listening to you.
Have you?
Yep, I've enjoyed it.
Well, I appreciate that, and I got to tell you, I appreciate getting a real paper and ink letter. What happened to those days?
Yeah, those are long gone, aren't they?
They are.
You can tell I'm an old timer.
Well, I really like it, and I just wanted to call and tell you I appreciated that a lot.
I appreciate you calling.
Yeah. So you feel like you turned a corner, and how are things going for you?
I'm beginning to turn around, and I'm getting back some of my losses.
Well, good.
I haven't done anything but the wrong things.
How long have you been?
Years.
You say year. How long have you been? Did you have a traditional broker at one time, and you decided to
no,
do this?
No, I just got a wild hair and decided I want to jump in the stock market.
And really?
I'm wide open.
When was that? Can I ask you?
About 2 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you probably picked the...
Oh, Lord. The exact worst time of all.
Do you have that timing in every part of your life?
Well, so far it's been pretty bad. I'm beginning to get the hang of this, what you're doing, though, and I can see where this will pay off.
Well, good. You know, there's... Like in anything, the small details really add up. So you got to make sure. Sometimes some people, I'm just not, you know, it's hard to talk about every single person in general, but you know, you think you get a part of it, and you can go off on a direction thinking that that's it, but you kind of have to keep coming back to square one and really making sure you got the, you know, the
bit. Yeah, I'm still going back to the boot camp DVDs that I got, and I keep going. I haven't even watched all of them yet, and I still got to watch them.
Well, good. Well, and then you mentioned your grandson in here. What's,
Yeah, my little grandson's 9, and neither of his dad or his uncle, neither one went to college. They wanted to party all the time, so now they're out having to work menial little jobs, and I want my little grandson to learn something.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, I'm going to make him. Matter of fact, I got him signed up in Sylvan Learning Center now, and he's improved his education a whole lot.
Oh, that's good. There. Good for you.
Something I want to do for the little booger.
Yeah.
He's my little fishing buddy.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And do you mind just telling me, kind of wading out there, I know there's a lot of people out there, you know, selling stock market stuff, and that they got answers and stuff. What?
God, I got caught in several pump and dumps, and I just got busted. Bad on those things, and I gave up on that pretty quick. So then I bought some Pfizer stock, something that was going to pay dividends, and everything's on it just tanking when I started buying stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I've overbought, way overbought, and I've had dozens and dozens of different stocks. Didn't have any idea what I was doing. And so when I got your first DVD, I listened to it in my car. And tell that you were excited about this thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't just a sales pitch. And I decided to for it. Did, and have been studying it for more than a couple of months now. I've been looking at it and studying it and bought books on options and learning about options and collars and spreads and all that fun stuff. I feel like you got the right idea. Well, I need to get the details down.
Yeah. Well, and not just, you know, don't hurry yourself along and just allow yourself to absorb, you know, at the pace that's comfortable and all that good stuff.
Gal from Austin, Texas did it right, didn't she?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yep. And it's just right there, and there's, you know, it's really an unlimited deal. I mean, you can really grow this thing as much as you're ready for.
Yep.
You know, and it doesn't mean that you have to be all wild and on the edge either. It just means, you know, there's a time element that goes by, and but there's, you know, you keep doing the right things, and yep. You can really go sky's the limit for you.
I can sense that already.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stay with five stocks, and I've got, like I put in the letter, I've got AutoZone and Baidu and several others that you've recommended. I'm going to stay with just a few so that I can keep an eye on them and keep working them, and instead of trying to spread out too much.
Yeah, and your business is, you can do it around your schedule, and...
Yeah, I'm the president of a little company. We've got about 30 employees all together, and has started showing a pretty good profit in the last couple of years, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
Been at it all my life. It's been growing. You know, you got growing pains.
Sure.
I'd buy new trucks, and I'd pump all my money into them and hire more drivers. And, of course, they were getting a real good pay for driving these trucks. So I got a dispatcher that looks after the guys and getting them here on time and all that. So I can stay in my office and do what I want to do.
Good. Well, good. Well, it sounds like a lot of good things are happening for you.
It is.
Good.
Sure is. Well, I sure appreciate you calling.
Absolutely. I appreciate the letter, and hopefully we can get in touch a little bit down the road and see what's going on.
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right, my man.
All right.
Hey, you have a great day.
Hope you do.
See you, Keith. All right.
See ya.
Bye.